In 1990, Kevorkian sought publicity for his suicide machine through radio and television advertisements. He also ran an advertisement in a Detroit newspaper offering free assistance for anyone wishing to kill himself or herself. Immediately, the press caught on to this 62-year-old non-practicing doctor. It was an article in Newsweek that drove a Portland man to contact Dr. Kevorkian. Ronald Atkins's 54-year-old wife Janet was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 1989. She had voiced her desire to die rather than, quote, put my family or myself through the agony of this terrible disease. Fulfilling his wife's wish, Ronald Atkins contacted Jack Kevorkian and arranged for the three to meet. A 40-minute videotape of the meeting was made, during which Janet said, quote, I've had enough. On June 4th, 1990, Janet Atkins ended her life in the back of Dr. Kevorkian's 1968 Volkswagen van using his suicide machine. A first-degree murder charge was brought against Kevorkian in the state of Michigan. Michigan District Judge Gerald McNally dismissed the case after viewing the recorded conversation because the state of Michigan did not have any laws banning physician-assisted suicide at the time. Afterwards, Roland expressed his gratitude and relief for the ruling, quote, I and the family are very pleased and very grateful for the judge making the decision that he did. Since performing his first assisted suicide, Kevorkian has gone on to help more than 100 patients die. They have ranged in age from 27 to 82 with a variety of medical conditions, from Alzheimer's to hip pain, from multiple sclerosis to cancer, from arthritis and osteoporosis to emphysema. Most of the deaths took place in the back of Kevorkian's van. All employed the use of the suicide machine. Opponents to the deaths, including several doctors, argued that Kevorkian's patients still had productive lives to live, and that Kevorkian failed to fully examine his patients before performing his services. Criticism was not able to slow Kevorkian, who continued his crusade for a patient's right to die until he encountered opposition from the courts. Kevorkian's operation received a serious hit in 1997 when the Supreme Court ruled that the Constitution does not give a person the right to hasten a patient's death unless the state where the action takes place allows assisted suicide. Kevorkian appealed the ruling several times, but the Supreme Court did not hear his case. Kevorkian ignored the ruling and continued his practice, both in states that allowed assisted suicide and states that had banned it. The law caught up to him in his 1999 trial conviction for the murder of Mr. Yauch, a 58-year-old sufferer of Lou Gehrig's disease. Dr. Kevorkian is currently held at Thumb Correctional Facility in Lapeer, Michigan. While in jail, Kevorkian received a humanitarian award for his work, which was accepted by the family of Thomas Yauch. He'll be eligible for parole in 2007, but has promised not to aid anyone else in dying. Many wonder what drove this one man in his quest for assisted suicide and patients' rights. The answer is best summed up in a quote by Dr. Kevorkian to the National Press Club in July of 1996.
Well, let's take what people think is a dignified death. Christ. Was that a dignified death? Do you think it's dignified to hang from wood with nails through your hands and feet bleeding? Hanging for 3 or 4 days, slowly dying, with people jabbing spears into your side and people jeering you? Do you think that's dignified? Not by a long shot. Had Christ died in my van, with people around him who loved him, the way it was, it would be far more dignified. In my rusty van.
Thank you for listening to this program. For more information on Jack Kevorkian, for a transcript of this program, or a downloadable version, please visit my website at www.geocities.com/drewburkemper/kevorkian.html. For any of my other junior faith work, www.geocities.com/drewburkemper/juniorfaith.